According to Jack DeMarkey from the Department of Natural Resources, the company, Graphite One, is just beginning to explore resource deposits 40 miles north of Nome.
I would characterize it as early to mid-stage exploration, meaning they're concentrating on core drilling. So I think they'll continue to do that for a couple of more years, and then they will very quickly start using that information to start coming up kind of with a conceptual plan for how they might mine it.
Graphite One has a memorandum of understanding with DNR at this point, part of the permitting process for developing hard rock mines in the state. DeMarkey says there's still a lot of baseline environmental data to gather before any further steps in the development process can be taken.
They're probably going to start doing some of the environmental work that most projects start doing at about this stage, and that's so they typically need to collect data in the field during the summer months and some of it during the winter months. But this information would be used both for permitting and to some degree would also be used to in their future engineering studies when they start.
Currently, there aren't any graphite mines in the U.S. The mineral is vital to a number of industrial processes and products, everything from vehicle frames to batteries, as well as pencils. According to DeMarkey, the mining process of graphite is relatively straightforward compared to extracting other hard metals.
My understanding of it is that it's a pretty simple process. I think when they say it's more like a gravel quarry, it's excavating fairly benign rock and placing it in a pile, the waste rock pile, without having to manage it especially carefully because it's lacking any of the kinds of metals that we want to protect from the environment from.
The existing claim is on a mix of federal and state lands just below the Immerok Basin and a few miles from the Taylor Highway. At present, there's no development in the area, and it's been noted for the degree to which the surrounding wilderness is still intact. The site, which the company calls Graphite Creek, is still at least 3 to 5 years from having an operational mine on it, and while the limited amount of information that's come out so far is optimistic, DeMarkey says almost everything is preliminary at this point.
We haven't seen any detailed information from the company yet, so we just don't have any information that we can hang our hat on.
Graphite One's president, Anthony Houston, responded to phone and email inquiries that because of travel, he wasn't available to discuss the project until December. In Nome, I'm Zachariah Hughes.